welcome to another mini episode of Subject to Interpretation here at NAGIT 2023 in Las Vegas. I am here with Miss Judy Jenner. She is a Spanish federally certified court interpreter as well as a conference interpreter. She is also a Spanish and German business and legal translator. She's the blogger of The Entrepreneurial Linguist, and she is an extremely on-demand speaker for conferences all over the world. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. Wow, did my dad write this or something? Or my mom, maybe?
Well, so we're in your hometown, Las Vegas, right? How does that feel?
We are. It's great. I love it when friends and colleagues come to my town. It makes me super happy to tell them about my city, to give them tips and tell them where to eat and what to do. I really love that part. I've already hosted several dinners at my house this week. It's really nice to welcome people to my town.
Well, thank you so much. We love your enthusiasm. And what we also love is that this morning you actually launched the NAGIT conference with your keynote speech, right?
I did. It was early, so I don't remember all the details. It was 8 a.m., which is a rough schedule in any city, especially in Vegas. So, yes, it was the keynote. It was just a big honor to be able to give the keynote and to have been selected, and that NAGIT trusts me with this important 45 minutes that sort of sets the tone for the rest of the conference. So it's I'm still sort of coming down from the emotional high of delivering it and getting this lovely feedback from my colleagues, my friends. It felt really good.
Well, it definitely was a highlight, especially at 8 o'clock in the morning. So I've got to say, tell me about your message this morning, because you talked about a couple of different things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been talking pretty much about the same things for 15, 20 years, I feel like, just wrapped a little bit differently. But basically, it's about pricing, about how we can increase the value of our profession, how we can make more money, do better for ourselves. And it's not that difficult, right? Ideally, we'd all be increasing rates, we'd be charging more. When in doubt, charge more is basically the message, right? And I think we've undervalued our services as a profession. I'm not saying anybody in particular, but in aggregate, I think there's some room for improvement on the sort of on the prestige, because people tend to respect you more if you charge more. It sounds ridiculous, but people do respect the expensive lawyers a bit more, I think, is a consensus, than the low-level lawyers, because there's a correlation between price and prestige, right? So I think we need to increase our value by charging more.
Well, in the few times that I've seen you speak here, you were in Atlanta at one point for one of the conference there, I know that you're really interested in sharing tools with interpreters, tools and strategies for translators and interpreters, for them to grow their businesses, for them to understand their worth and find the pricing structure or a rate structure or fee structure that actually, you know, works with their business, with their lifestyle, with their goals. And you also recently gave a presentation here in NAGIT this afternoon talking about the value and the importance of networks. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I think we need each other. We're all in this together. And of course, I love to share what I know, and I'm very honored that people want to hear it. And if I didn't want to share it, I just wouldn't be giving these presentations. I'd just keep it to myself, but that's not what I want. I'm a very, very firm believer that we're stronger together, that we need to strengthen the profession from within. There isn't going to be some magical entity that's going to come from the outside and say, here, interpreters, now you're more valued or more special. No, we need to build it. We need to work for it. And it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of effort. And I'm happy to be part of that effort by sharing what I know and by consistently pushing the envelope and what we need to do to get more respected, to get more money, and all those things. And the networking session this afternoon was basically just a reminder that we need each other to grow our businesses. We need each other as references, we need each other to learn terminology, we need each other to grow, and we need each other to help each other out. You know, if you're on your way to an interpreting assignment, you have a car accident, is there somebody you can call who's going to drop everything in to help you out? And that is what part of my success depends on, the folks who work with me and the contractors that I have, who will do whatever it takes to make me look good, and which ultimately makes me look good with my client, right? So we need to invest, I think, even more in our relationships with our colleagues, and not see each other as competition, but as colleagues, because ultimately that's what we are.
Well, and to that end, I mean, you're obviously very generous with your knowledge, but you're also generous with your time. I heard you this morning talking about, you know, your volunteer work. When you can, you do. Somebody comes up to you and says, hey, Judy, I need help with this. Are you available? And if it's humanly possible, you do it. So it seems to me that being willing to share of yourself also has its benefits, right?
Yeah, I mean, it just feels really good. It's hard to quantify it. I just really believe in that we need more volunteers in this profession. I mean, there wouldn't be a NAGIT conference or an ATA conference, or associations wouldn't exist if it weren't for people like us who are volunteering our time, right? I mean, I've been pretty much in every association that I've ever been a member of, I've done some sort of volunteering. I'm the former president of the Nevada Association. I'm the spokesperson for the American Translators Association. We do a lot of advocacy work, and it's important. I mean, of course, you can't do 100% pro bono work because you got to make a living. Sometimes I wish I could, right? Because I think it's very meaningful work, and it's hard to tell what comes back to you monetarily, and it doesn't really ultimately matter, right? I do this not because I'm trying to get something out of it, but I really do believe that what I can contribute to make the profession better, I'll do it.
That's great. So today we've heard this a couple of times. It was part of your keynote speech, the reference to that much hated line, what happens in Vegas
stays in Vegas.
So what shouldn't stay in Vegas? I mean, what should we take away? What should everybody know, everybody who listens to Subject to Interpretation, everybody who's interested in being an interpreter who wants to come to the next conference, what should absolutely not stay in Vegas?
So many things. All these amazing lessons that you learn at this conference. There's so many great speakers that we've chosen. I don't even know where to start. Nora Diaz about technology, for example, and Jesse Liu talking about Czech interpreting. But maybe from what I've talked about is working with each other, helping each other out, and starting to have some real confidence in your fee schedule. So often I'll hear my colleagues saying, I don't feel comfortable billing this and that because I'm afraid. And there's all these weird fears that we have, all this negotiating against ourselves that we do. So maybe the message is try to leave those fears behind. I know there's always risk when you change something, but next time a client comes to you, bill a little bit more, change the working conditions, say I want to push the envelope. Maybe that's what should definitely leave Vegas and spread through the world, or like at least the country, right? That we have a long way to go, I think, as a profession to be as valued as we should be. I think we are being valued, but oftentimes it feels like not enough. And of course, we can't change what clients think, but we can change our end in terms of being more assertive and saying this is a professional service and there's a cost associated with it. And I think by price is when you start pushing things forward a little bit. So maybe that's the main message.
Well, thanks for those words of wisdom. Now, one thing that is in your bio, and maybe our viewers and listeners don't actually know about you, is that you have a hobby. And that hobby has to do with airports.
Yes. It's a silly little thing. I travel a lot for interpreting assignments, and I try to memorize the airport code of where I'm flying into, because I think it's a sort of a fun little memory exercise. And also because one of my best friends is a complete airline geek, and we will write WhatsApp messages to each other. He'll be like, I'm at DCA going to MUC. Are you still at GPS? Which is just ridiculous. But GPS is the Galapagos Islands, where I was actually recently in November. And he was one of the few people who writes like that, too. And it's probably not very valuable, but I just think it's fun. And it's kind of a cool reminder of the places I've been and the places I want to go to. And I don't know all the airport codes. There's hundreds and hundreds I don't know, but I think it's kind of fun.
Well, I'm an airline brat, which means that I grew up overseas, my dad working for Pan American.
So you're going to kick my butt. She's going to kick my butt.
So I have a quiz for you.
And
the prize is a 25th anniversary t-shirt from the Namora Institute of Interpretation. So let me see.
I'm scared already.
Let me see what happens when I give you these codes. Not the codes. Well, okay. Do you prefer the codes or do you prefer the city?
Oh, my God. Let's do a few of each. See what happens.
Okay. New Delhi.
Oh, I'm really bad at international ones, but I think it's NDL, right?
Oh,
No.
D-E-L.
D-E-L. See, I'm telling you, the international ones are really hard.
Okay. How about KTM?
I know KTM. Is it Kathmandu?
Yes! Ding, 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 ding.
All right.
Okay, so do you want to double down? Well, I mean, I don't know what I have to give you, but...
Can I get two of these? I have a twin.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'll talk to the powers that be.
All right.
But I'll talk to them after. So you want to double down?
Sure.
Double or nothing?
Yeah.
Okay. LVS.
Do I have... Can I call a friend?
Seriously?
LVS. It's not LAS because Las Vegas is LAS, but LVS.
Oh, no, it isn't. It's LVS.
No, it's not. I bet you $1,000 that it's not.
And I wrote it down wrong. Oh, my God. This is hilarious. So it's all on me, folks.
I win. Ladies and gentlemen, I win.
She absolutely wins. So she wins this T-shirt of the Delmora Institute. Oh, it's actually a polo shirt.
All right. It's a polo shirt. Thank you very much. Very cute.
There you go.
Nice
so, you know, I guess, you know, just let's leave this in Vegas that
yeah.
I didn't get, that I couldn't get the Las Vegas code right.
It's between you and I.
You folks, don't say anything.
And all of you.
Thank you so much, Judy. It's really been a pleasure hanging out with you. We won't tell them about the party last night.
No, which party?
No, absolutely not. But thank you so much. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Thank you for being such a loyal friend to Nagit and to us interpreters, you know, the ones who have come in and you've been here, hold their hand and help them through. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Of course, it's been my pleasure, and I'll see you soon.
Absolutely.
Bye.
So everybody, thank you so much. This is the end of our little mini episode that we've done here at Nagit 2023. Don't forget, it is the 25th anniversary of the De La Mora Institute of Interpretation, so we've got lots of fun things coming on between now and the end of the year, and thanks for joining us. Take care.